Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema. This is Cinema Wars with your host DJ Ace, only here on WMCO. Welcome to another round of Cinema Wars. I'm DJ Ace, your host for the entertainment talk show here on WMCO, and I have three contestants here to talk about actually a very interesting idea I had. They're going to pitch me their dream sequel to any standalone movie. That is the question, and the big twist is this round is, in fact, double points. Dun, dun, dun. So, I think that's about it. So, we're going to get right into it. And first is Anna. What did you pick?
I picked Cast Away 2.
Okay. Manda.
Well, I was going to do Incredibles, but that's actually becoming a sequel next year, so I decided to go with Cloverfield.
Didn't that one kind of have
no.
a sequel?
No, I didn't. No, it's not a sequel.
Okay. How is it this movie's come up twice now? Marty.
I'm going to go with a sequel to Forrest Gump.
Okay. All right, those are the choices. The stakes are high, and we're going to start things off with Anna.
Okay, so who's everyone's favorite character in Cast Away? Come on.
Wilson.
There you go. Okay. I want a movie dedicated to finding out what Wilson went through after he got, like, washed away and separated. And I just want a movie that follows him in his journey. Like, did he get eaten by a shark? Did he get adopted by a little girl and wash up on shore? Like, no one knows. I want a movie that follows Wilson's journey. And it would be, like, a cinematic masterpiece because it would be, like, shot, like, really nice and really pretty looking. And there wouldn't be, like, much dialogue in it, but it would be, like, a story but without words.
That's difficult.
Yes, but it would be amazing.
It's called silent films.
Well, no, like, it wouldn't be silent.
I know, but we get what you mean.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
All right, Manda.
All right, so I picked the movie Cloverfield, which was a 2009 scary movie, and a lot of people think that 10 Cloverfield Lane is the sequel, but it's not. That was just a big marketing plan to get people to see that movie. There was a really cool theory about Cloverfield is that there's a shot where there's a bridge. The bridge is falling down because they're all trying to escape New York, that you see a guy across the bridge with a camera as well. So there's a theory by the director that says that this movie can be seen by different perspectives kind of way. And I think I would enjoy seeing that as a sequel or just a non-shaky camera point of view of why this monster came to New York and maybe in a military kind of view in a way, kind of like the new Godzilla. So there's two ways you could approach this as a sequel in any kind of way, from someone else's perspective or just from a military point of view.
Okay, and so you're saying non-found footage.
Either non-found footage or someone else's, like not the guy going off to Japan and throwing away a good party, like maybe from a family with kids in a way.
All right, Marty, Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump, one of the best movies of all time, in my opinion, if not the best. I mean, the cool thing with this is Forrest Gump in itself was originally a book that they turned into a movie. There is a sequel to that book called Gump and Company. And that means there's already the entire movie planned out. You just got to do it. And who doesn't love Forrest Gump? Manda's giving me a look, and that makes
me sad.
Was that
a rhetorical question?
It was supposed to be a rhetorical question, but Manda kind of ruined it.
I'm sorry.
But I just think it'd be great, because I think it'd be one of those films that everybody says you can't beat the original, which I don't think you'd ever beat Forrest Gump, the original movie. But I think you can make a movie that is, I don't want to say just as good, but very good as a sequel to Forrest Gump.
Okie dokie. Well, those are their pitches. And now, as they say, let them fight.
Okay, but at least like with Forrest Gump, there was a closure to it. There was no closure in Castaway for Wilson. Wilson got no closure. So
Who cares about closure?
I do. So, that's why you need a sequel, because you need to get like all those questions that are left unanswered.
But aren't sometimes movies just better having like a, you know, incomplete answer
maybe
at
some,
the end?
Some movies can pull some it off, and but I don't think Castaway is one of those movies, because like,
fair enough.
When one of your favorite character disappears and that you don't know what happens to him the rest of the movie, you want to know what happens. So I think that a sequel following Wilson's journey through the ocean, like, did he have to fight? Like I said, does he have to like run into boat propellers or sharks, or does he get found by some beachgoer? I don't know. But like, we need a movie that focuses on what happened to Wilson.
On a volleyball.
Yeah.
On a volleyball that. There's, I don't know, I can't really say I know the movie. I've never watched it. I only know from, like, the fan space, I guess. But
yeah, but no, that's what would make it so cool. It's so unique, because it's not like, it's like the main character.
Would you have a voice actor for this volleyball?
No, that's what I was saying. Like, that's
so
what makes
it so
unique. So
it's just a floating volleyball in the water.
That's what, you're just following for, you know, an hour and a half.
No, it's kind of like...
Somebody wants to watch this movie...
It's like the life of Pi, but it's like the life of volleyball.
Wilson, yeah.
In the water.
Ridiculous.
Well, have, like,
no, but like, well, like, I mean, that's why I said like he could get like wash up on shore and someone could like find him and like
see,
try to...
See, the Forrest Gump already has a sequel as a book.
So why make it a movie? Sometimes people say that the book is better than the movie.
Exactly.
Okay.
What if it's
did you know that Forrest Gump was originally a book?
No, because I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of Forrest Gump.
My point being is it's become one of the most well-known movies of all time, and it came from a book.
So will you have...
Nobody knows about...
Would you bring the same actors back? Would they be just as old as they are today if you were to do one right now?
That's a fair enough question, but...
Would you have people become a younger version of...
See, volleyballs don't age, so you know, I don't have...
Would you be able to get the rights of Wilson, though? Because that's an actual company for...
Well, I'm not saying I would make the movie. I don't think that's the question here, but, like, it's just something that needs to be made. Like, whoever...
Define need.
Need as in, I want to know what happened
as
to Wilson.
As in you!
As in everyone.
But there are millions of people that wanted to see Forrest Gump the sequel.
There's
a sequel in planning, but it didn't happen.
Well, then your answer is just irrelevant.
I think that movie needs just to be a standalone, because if there was a sequel, I think it would ruin the first one.
Exactly.
No, I don't think it would. There are plenty of movies where you watch the second one, and you're like, okay, that didn't ruin the first.
Yeah, but I don't think Forrest Gump can pull that off.
Forrest Gump can't pull that off. Forrest Gump can pull off anything had you not watched the movie.
No one's saying anything about
my
movie.
I have watched the movie, and it's a fantastic movie, and that's exactly my point, because you can't...
Did I say that it would be better than the original?
Did I say that in my opening argument?
No.
No.
But you can make a pretty darn good movie out of that.
Okay, it can be a good movie, but what's the point in making a sequel?
Did you just hear her question? What's the point of making a good movie?
No, that wasn't my question. You didn't let me
finish. I'm just saying what you said. I'm repeating
You're asking the one that wants a volleyball floating in the water.
Exactly.
That could be a masterpiece.
Who wants to watch a volleyball for an hour and a half?
It might be 2 hours.
Okay. 2 hours.
Okay,
I know you might enjoy it, Anna, but think about the general public.
Well, if you would let me explain this more, maybe you would see something
different. My movie's pretty great.
I've never seen either of these movies, by the way.
You never seen my movie?
I've never seen it.
Oh, cool. I have like an upper hand here. Have you seen my movie?
No, I haven't. And this is the second time this movie has come up in one of these arguments, and I have nothing to go off of because I have no idea what this movie is.
I think my movie would be great, because if it would be remade today, that we would have so much better graphics, so much better point of view, either if it goes back to the shaky camera or the found footage, or from like I said, the military
point of view. It's a scary movie is what you're telling
me. Yeah, it's like, it's basically a monster invasion in New York told by a handheld camera.
Oh,
and you really don't know anything about this monster.
It's a found footage film.
It was
pioneered in the found footage genre.
But you really don't know anything about this monster, if we were to have a sequel from a military's point of view, we would find out more.
But what about...
And then maybe, if people make this connection to 10 Cloverfield Lane, which it is not, they can make... that kind of like, oh, that's what's really going on. Although I don't know how they could make aliens and monsters
but
come together.
Think about the general public. Who's, again, if you're thinking in the long scheme of things and you're thinking about the success of the sequel, which is what I'm assuming is what Aaron's asking, then I absolutely believe that Forrest Gump, a sequel
there
to Forrest Gump.
There is just as much as big as
I
a fan
so.
Base for Cloverfield.
Are you telling me that people, that there are a lot of people that like scary movies?
There
are
people
yes,
like
are
me who don't care for Forrest Gump that would go see Cloverfield, too.
I think that there are more people that would be willing to see Forrest Gump than there would be to see Cloverfield.
I think my idea is so unique that people, everybody would just want to see my movie because they're
and
like,
then
how is this going to work?
And then they will boil it down to, we are watching a volleyball
no,
for two
you're
hours.
Not. Because you're not listening to me, Marty.
Maybe
what
two
I
and
said.
A half
Maybe
hours
like
at
as
this
a
point.
Short film, no. Sure, but not as
yeah,
a
yeah, do it
no,
like
you
a 5-10 minute thing.
You're not listening to me.
You're good.
You're not
you know,
listening
end
to
it
me.
There. There's no need for
Marty,
closure.
Marty, be quiet. You're not listening. So... it doesn't have to be the volleyball floating around. That is what, not what I was
what,
saying.
So it bounces?
What's the plot then? What's the plot?
I'm trying to tell you. You keep interrupting me.
Does the volleyball just get like...
No, if he washes up on shore and like somebody finds him. Imagine like you're walking down the beach.
And then
you
they
find
start playing
volleyball.
Sand volleyball with
no,
it.
No, be quiet.
Yeah, I,
no,
that's
okay,
exactly
you find
what they're
going to
do with
you
it.
Find the volleyball and it's got a bloody
and they don't have
morals
anyway.
You're going to want to... No, you're going to want to know why is this here? And then there's going to be like this whole mystery like
so then
of
you're
this person like
so
going through all these forensic madness.
It's like
or
when
something.
I find like a lost... beach towel on the beach. Like, how does this here?
So
what's
wait,
the story
say, so,
behind this beach
exactly.
towel?
Yeah,
exactly!
Yeah, but
it was bought
you're basing
Kmart.
Your entire movie idea on bad morality and that somebody's just randomly going to take a volleyball. I mean, if,
how do we
if
know
I'm
it's
a person,
well,
if I am a person that's going to the beach and I just see a random volleyball,
what
I'm not touching
hand-
it. Do you know
it's
what
got a
is
bloody
what,
handprint
you know what
on
is
it.
In,
you're going to want to know, like, what is...
I would turn that into the police or something.
Exactly.
Well,
like,
no,
and then there's a whole investigation on
it.
What this is. And that, no. And
you're
that,
not going to and you're not going to take it.
Okay, so maybe Marty wouldn't touch it, but that doesn't mean everybody else wouldn't want to.
You know, I haven't even seen this movie, and I'm just going to be like, I don't want to watch it, because I'm going to see that that volleyball and be like, no, I can't think about it anymore.
Again. But, yeah, you see a trailer of Forrest Gump 2. You're going to want to see it.
Okay, I want to know what happens in Forrest Gump 2.
Have
you not seen it?
Have you not
Forrest
seen it
Gump?
In like your history class
no,
in middle
I've,
school
no,
and
no,
high
no,
school?
No, 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 no. I've seen Forrest Gump. I want to know Marty's idea
it's
for
basically
Forrest Gump
a continuation because originally in the book, Jenny doesn't die at the original, at the in where she does in the movie.
Okay, so I've never read the book, so that's why I'm asking.
Spoiler alert, by the way. In book two is when she actually dies. So
how can you make that into the movie? Because in the
part, you can go yeah. in after you can go everything afterwards. So Forrest Gump, he ends up getting broke. Sells encyclopedias, I think. He creates the new Coke recipe, like the Coca-Cola recipe. There's a couple other things. Or he fights in Desert Storm. And you're following him. He becomes a member of the New Orleans Saints. He becomes a football player. And I'm watching this. I'm inspired by Forrest Gump.
Well, I'm inspired
by
the determination.
Gonna be, is anybody going to be inspired by a volleyball?
Yes, because that volleyball crossed the ocean, man. And now it's like on a journey to be reunited with
the
its
ocean?
Friend. Yeah, he's in the ocean.
Ocean man.
So we're going from like one coast to the other.
It's a possibility. Anything could happen with this movie. I mean,
I just don't think you have good plot points. I think if you had a
well,
better
it's still
plot
in
of what's
development.
Going on.
Well, okay.
Still in development.
The point is that like it could take so many different turns. It could have like this whole like mystery like where did this volleyball come from? But like the audience.
It
knows
has
where
so
it
many can. Different options. But I think that's what would the whole movie up.
Well,
you
wouldn't try
you
to
give
put them
people
all.
Too many options, and they are not going to do well.
Well, the movie.
If you had, for example, five of your favorite candies, and you were given the option of any or all of them, what are you going to do? You're going to take all of them. Is that good for your health? No, it's not.
That didn't even make any sense.
Life is not like a box of chocolate. Oh, my God.
Not everything's a box of chocolates, Marty.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we're going to go to a quick break here on Cinema Wars, but we will return and we will decide the winner of the main round. So keep it here on WMCO 90.7.
sports news, expert opinion, and everything you need to get your sports fix can be found right here on WMCO weeknights at 8. Tune in to the Muskie Sports Blast for a half hour of nothing but sports. Our experts bring you the latest in local and national sports news, only here on The Orbit 90.7.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false. The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
True, I didn't know that.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
Orbit Media Sports presents live coverage of Muskingum University basketball. Tune in to WMCO Wednesday at 6:30 for the men's matchup with Wilmington. Saturday coverage begins at 2:30 for the women's battle with Ohio Northern. Live video coverage begins 20 minutes after radio pregame. Watch the live stream on YouTube at the Orbit Media TV page. We are Orbit Media, your leader in Fighting Muskie sports.
The NLS Braille and Audio Reading Download Service gives patrons with visual impairments or physical limitations the freedom to read their way.
Bard is this beautiful web-based program for searching for books and for the ability to download them.
It's a great way to have a book with you without carrying a book.
For information about the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Library of Congress, visit loc.gov/thatallmayread.
Cinema Wars rages on here on WMCO 90.7 with your host, DJ Ace.
Welcome back to Cinema Wars. I'm DJ Ace, and today is a double point round, and we are talking about dream sequels, basically. What movie would you want turned into a sequel? And to discuss the issue, we have Anna pitching Castaway 2, Manda pitching Cloverfield 2, and Marty pitching Forrest Gump 2. So we can pick things up where we left off.
Where did we leave off?
I don't know. You're kind of just yelling at each other, to be honest.
We're talking about how bad of an idea Anna's is.
Mine is a genius idea.
Can you repeat your idea?
Okay.
About a volleyball.
Yes. Okay.
Floating in the water.
And the volleyball.
No, it's not just
and the
floating in the water.
Journey.
Why can't you two get this past your heads?
Okay. Do I really want to watch a movie where a volleyball goes from like one place to the next to the next? That's basically what Forrest Gump does. But he's like an actual.
So are you
character.
Saying that your movie's just
but
as
no,
bad?
No,
yeah, you're
no,
just
no,
Castaway
what I,
yeah.
no,
too.
That
exactly.
That doesn't necessarily make a
like,
bad
you,
movie.
You
that doesn't necessarily
you just
make
said,
a bad movie.
So then you just said my idea was good.
No, I didn't.
Well, then you said your idea was bad.
Wilson is not a character.
Yes,
oh,
he is.
An object.
An object can be a character.
You just described from the book that he's gone through, like, the Desert Storms to being a football player, then from just doing coke. I feel like that's the same thing, that Wilson could do whatever he wants.
If we're going
it's
by
like
Marty's
whole
Wilson
cannot
story.
Wait, wait, no, it's the whole, like,
it's
pick your candy.
It's not even a he.
Yes, it's Wilson's a guy's name.
It's
an inanimate object.
So are all the characters in Toy Story. I don't hear you arguing for that.
I never cared for
Toy Story. I'm just saying that, like, what you said, that he does all this stuff is the same scenario of pick your choice of candy. And,
but
like,
he chooses to do those things. Wilson doesn't. He can't.
You might
no,
go argue
but then there's
Wilson.
Other support. That's why there's supporting characters that
that's
are actual.
Support. So you're telling me your main quote-unquote character
yes.
has no active role in the film.
No, he does. He's the
he
purpose of the film.
He's the purpose, but he doesn't actively do anything.
He moves.
He can't. He can't move unless he's being moved by a person
well,
or
yeah,
wind or
that's
something.
That's what I mean. I don't mean the volleyball comes to life and
he
moves itself.
Is
that
not
isn't the
a
point.
Character.
He is a
at
character.
At least with my movie, it explains more of what actually happened in the first movie, where yours is more of an extension, and same with yours. Like, mine's actually explaining.
But people want
mine's
extension.
Mine's not an extension, though. Mine's
people want
like,
Forrest Gump, too. They don't want Cloverfield, too.
Now,
I want
here's
Cloverfield.
Here's the thing. Is Cloverfield, is your version of Cloverfield more of a remake as opposed to a sequel?
No, it would probably be a sequel to explain what happened with, like, why the monster actually came to New York. Because you're really never told that. It literally ends with military coming in, shooting it, and then the movie, like, ends. With, if you don't know if the character lives or dies or not.
I'm pretty sure they all died.
So, like, my
you're making an assumption.
My sequel would be more, like, on the military side of things and finding out why this monster came over and maybe going more in depth of, like, fighting scenes instead of running away scenes.
Oh, yeah. Marty, here's my question. Did you actually read the book?
I have not.
Whoa!
So how do you know what's in it?
Exactly.
Because I've researched this way long ago when this was originally trying to be an idea for, like, the fifth time.
And it was a failed idea. So.
It wasn't a failed idea. Sometimes movies don't get made because things happen.
All right, chill.
All right.
Just giving Anna, like, the eyes of intimidation right now.
He really is. Like,
I'm stuck in the middle.
So angry?
I'm stuck in the middle of this.
Point being is,
no one's
Forrest
seen
Gump,
my movie except Aaron.
Forrest Gump is just a classic, and it needs a remake.
Sometimes
remake,
classics don't
two.
Need remakes.
Yeah, yeah. That is a very good
Yours
point.
Is a classic too, have, Missy.
But it's not a remake.
But when you have a plot that's right there.
One that we're fighting about. Oh, no, we're not doing remakes.
We're not doing remakes.
We're doing sequels.
We're doing sequels.
Sometimes classics don't need sequels.
Waiting. We might do remakes later, though.
Ooh.
Interesting. But you have the plot right there. You don't have to come up with it. It's right there. The characters are good. The ideas are good. You have somebody that's already well-known. This movie, if it was made right now, it would make a butt-ton of money. I don't know how much that kind of money would be, but it'd be a lot of money.
I don't think you should touch the classics.
Boom.
There's so many
I mean,
many
I think
times
you guys could probably agree that mine's probably not a classic. No. So.
Well, I've never even seen yours, so I can't argue against
Giant
yours.
Giant monster invades New York and kills everybody.
I feel like that's been done, like, a million times, though.
On a camcorder.
Well, that's everybody.
See,
does
I
that,
haven't
that
seen your movie, but it's such a classic that I know who Wilson is, and I know,
yeah.
like, the basic concept
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, but you
Everyone
don't know
knows
what
who Forrest Gump is.
I don't want to know what happens to him.
Why not? You haven't even seen the movie.
Oh,
he's, like, the
I
best
cry.
Character.
I
yeah,
cry
see?
Every time.
See? He is a character, is he not?
He's totally a character.
He's there not he a character.
Yes, he is.
If within
what
the con-
is the definition
within the context
of
the movie, he's totally a character.
Okay,
he
what,
is an object.
What is the definition of
You're
a character?
I don't have
it
the definition right in front of me. I don't want to offend anyone here.
This is war. No one cares.
Fair enough. But my definition of character is one, a person or a animal or anything that has ideas, ideals, that can talk. Well, not even talk, because I would consider, like, living animals, like, you know, Marley and me,
yeah.
you know, the dog Marley, I'd consider Marley a character.
And Marley is a character.
But Marley can walk. Marley can, you know, lick his owner's face.
Okay,
he
so what if there was a person?
Things.
What if there was a person?
Don't
that, like,
say Wilson has to lick someone's face, please. Don't say that.
That is not even possible.
Someone could lick Wilson's face.
No, that's just recipe for disaster. But
just saying.
No licking. In this
oh my
movie.
Gosh. But my point being is, Wilson is not a character. As much as you would like to make him one, Wilson cannot act on. The ball zone. Like, he's not a thing. I mean, he's a thing, but he's not
okay,
a
just,
living, breathing thing.
Okay, but you're just attacking me on the base that Wilson is not a character. That doesn't even mean...
Because
he doesn't
people,
even have to be the character if you're going to go by your logic. Like, you can have him wash up onto the shore and have a human being find him and try to solve the mystery on why he has a bloody handprint on him. And, like, figure out
when
whose
the
blood it is.
So when
is
the ocean so how, wash it away? Like,
yeah, when the ocean wash it away. And even
so it's
the
just
blood,
a dirty volleyball.
Even
logic.
If, even if the ball, even if, no, even if the handprint is on the ball, you know, and it hasn't been washed away.
Have you never
how
seen forensic
you,
files?
How, yes, I understand that. But are you going to put Wilson in a big ball? Or in
Wilson
a big
is
bag?
I think my movie has a lot of room of creativity, kind of like with yours. where like you have like a movie, like a book set up, and a lot of people could argue, like, again, the argument of that the book is better than the movie.
Okay, I agree that yours should be made first before Anna's, but still,
mine's fantastic.
Mine I just agree that I should have right a sequel there. For mine
over Burn. Anna's, but yeah,
mine is beautiful.
But I'm playing to win. I'm just saying.
I just think a lot of people might hate it because they have such that love for the book. And then they see it on screen, and they're not going to like it.
Another thing with yours,
Marty. That was the argument for years about Toy Story 3. That was the argument for years.
Toy
Story 3 is one of the best children's movies of all time. I don't care for it.
Was it a book before the movie?
No, it wasn't.
But by your logic, those shouldn't even be characters.
All right, well, we're going to have to wrap things up here. I like the passion, though. I really do. But as they say, there can only be one. Or in this case, two, because there's 2 points. But they're double. All right, so for the point of argument, I'm going to have to give this one ultimately to Amanda.
Whoa!
I thought Marty was going to get it. I'm not going to lie. He put up a fight.
You yelled a lot, listened. But she had very precision strikes. So
you guys are just yelling.
And for the point of creativity, I'm going to have to give it to Anna.
Yes. What? Are you kidding me right now?
Nope,
because I'm creative.
I'm fixed.
Don't worry, there's still a bonus round, Marty.
Fixed too.
Not really. So choose your next words wisely. All right, so the bonus round is, in the spirit of sequels, what is the worst sequel? Because there have been so many bad ones. So I'm looking forward to this. And this, we do this in reverse order. So, Marty, you get to go first.
Dang it. I had it on The Hangover Part 3.
What?
Yes, that was terrible.
All right, and 30 seconds to tell me why.
It's completely different from the, it's not completely different from the first two, but I don't know. I think The Hangover is, in Hangover 1 and 2, I think that's as good as it gets. That's what, the whole point of the movie was, you know, to have The Hangover, and it's supposed to be a comedy, and I think they nailed it. I don't think they nailed it on the third one.
Okay. Anna.
I think Jaws 2, it's literally about sharks taking revenge on the people that, like, killed the other shark. It doesn't make any sense. And then if you see this scene, like, where they shoot the shark, essentially, it's just the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
All right. Amanda, worst sequel?
Cars 2. Because the first one was such a classic of this car getting injured and then going back and, not injured, of, like, being hated on, and then he goes out and, like, finds his true self. And then the second one is, like, Car Spies, and it's the stupidest thing ever because they took this classic of racing and then put cars in this other whole nother dimension, and now we're getting this third one where I think the third one is going to be more technically the second one, but everything goes down in the third one, I suppose. But the second one just sucks because it's not even about racing anymore.
Okay. Well, those are the responses. And ultimately, dun, 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 for the bonus round, I'm going to have to give it to sorry.
Any day now.
I was building up the suspense. Yeah, I'm giving this one to Manda.
Lame. Fixed. Fixed.
This is my second ever of doing
this. This is my second ever, too. I've lost both times.
Because you're terrible.
You gotta do better.
I
don't watch a movie about cars that is not about racing.
Yeah, for real.
Stupid.
All right, well, that wraps it up here on Cinema Wars. We'll be back next week right here on WMCO 6 and 10. Have a good night.
Next time on Cinema Wars, what is the most mushy of the romance films? The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Wars are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black and Magenta. The war is far from over. Tune in next week at 6 and 10 in the evening here on WMCO 90.7 for the next round of Cinema Wars. Stay tuned for Cinema Central Oscar Talk right here on WMCO.